USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Well, the president calls the inquiry a hoax and a scam. A frustrated and angry President Trump said he would go ahead and cooperate with investigators.
This is a fraudulent crime on the American people, but we'll work together with Shifty Shift and Pelosi and all of them, and we'll see what happens.
Reporters are still asking about the urgent meeting on Capitol Hill. The State Department Inspector General gave key committee members a briefing on Ukraine and dropped off a packet of information. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says it appears to be disinformation that was devised to discredit the impeachment inquiry against the president. He called it amateurish and an irrelevant distraction.
It is a package of propaganda and disinformation and conspiracy theories. The real question is, where did it come from?
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There were multiple fatalities after a World War II-era B-17 bomber crashed in an airport de-icing facility while trying to land at Connecticut's Bradley Airport. Airport Authority head Kevin Dillon.
The tower was advised that there was an issue with the aircraft. We don't know exactly how that was relayed, whether it was relayed as a mechanical issue, but that there was an issue with the aircraft. It attempted to circle around.
The Dallas jury that convicted former officer Amber Geiger of murder in the fatal shooting of an unarmed man, Fulton John, in his home, has sentenced her to 10 years in prison. John's brother took the stand after sentencing and requested to embrace Geiger.
I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug, please?
The judge allowed it, and the two hugged. Dallas County District Attorney John Crusoe asked those upset with the verdict to be inspired by the 18-year-old.
I would hope that the greater community could gain a message.
Activists are saying she should have got a steeper sentence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One of the Democratic White House hopefuls is off the campaign trail after emergency surgery. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Senator and candidate Bernie Sanders undergoing heart blockage surgery. Campaign officials say the 78-year-old experienced chest discomfort while in Las Vegas. The senator was taken to a hospital where doctors found a blockage in an artery and inserted two stents. Sanders said to be in good spirits shortly after the surgery, but the campaign says it had to cancel several events and appearances to give him time to recover. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Metallica is saying frontman James Hetfield has entered rehab. As a result, the band is canceling its upcoming tour in Australia and New Zealand. Three of the band members posted a statement on Twitter announcing the decision and apologizing to fans. A statement by drummer Lars Ulrich, guitarist Kurt Hammett, and bassist Rob Trujillo says anyone who purchased tickets for the remaining show dates will receive automatic refunds. The band was scheduled to play 5 Australian cities and then 4 shows in New Zealand. The statement says Hetfield, who's 56, has struggled with addiction for years and has re-entered a treatment program, but it didn't elaborate. The band said they appreciate fans' understanding and support of the Metallica co-founder. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.